So this is like a Disney movie, okay? So, you know, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to see the Rockefeller Center. You see it in movies all the time, the Christmas tree, okay? And so they unveil the Rockefeller tree this year, and it's going to be tricky, man. There's no, one in four Canadians say they don't even have the money, according to Credit Canada, to even have a holiday or even to celebrate. Like, a lot of kids will not get Christmas this year. But, and so they unveil the Christmas tree, and it's kind of sad, and it looks terrible, and they found an owl in it. And Ellen Kalish, the director and founder of the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center, is taking care of that owl, and she joins us now. This is going to be the night. Ellen, thanks for being here. How did the owl, where did they find the owl in the famous Rockefeller Christmas tree?
It was found by one of the workers who took the tree from Oneonta down to Manhattan and was in the setup crew. So he was not noticed. If he did, in fact, take the ride, we don't know. We're assuming he did because he was in not serious condition, but he was a little compromised. And so with some fluids and a lot of food, his little all-you-can-eat buffet of mice, he's doing great.
So where's Oneonta? So how long? So what happens with this tree? This is a 75-foot Norway spruce. So, and it's from Oneonta, New York. So what do? They cut it down, throw it on a truck, and drive it how long to New York?
I believe it took 3 days to get to Manhattan.
Wow. And they cut this tree down. In Norway spruce, I guess owls often live there. Now, is this like an adult owl?
Yes, it's an adult saw-whet owl. And they basically are nomadic and live in kind of coniferous forests. So they like to hide during the day, and pine trees and hemlocks are great for hiding.
Oh my God! And the tree is hilarious, right? Because people were mocking the tree. This whole thing was looking like one of these 2020 fiascos, right? Because the branches were all bent, and it was like, it's the Charlie Brown tree. So where did they find the owl? Like, how high up?
I don't know. I don't believe the tree was vertical yet. I think they were just rigging it to the crane. And one of the workers found this little owl tucked in by the trunk of a tree. So, we don't really know much more than that, just that we think he was trapped by maybe some of the branches or in a tree cavity, which is where they tend to hide.
And that's why he couldn't, he didn't just fly away, because you'd think, man, they would have just flown away. He must have been trapped.
Yes. Exactly.
And so how, like, on the cute scale of 10, I've seen pictures of the saw-whet owl. Like, it's like a 200 out of 10. Tell us a bit about this little guy.
Saw-whet owls are about 5 inches tall. They weigh between 2 and 4.5 ounces. They have a 18 to 22 inch wingspan. And they're about 8 inches long. So they're the tiniest of the owls we have here in the Northeast.
Are they endangered at all?
No, they're not endangered. They are being watched in Canada and, upper New York State. They're finding that the habitat is diminishing the volume of babies born each year. So they are being watched, but they're not even near rare.
Oh my God! So now the reaction to this has been unbelievable, right? Is your phone ringing off the hook?
Yes.
It's insane. People love this. Have you named the owl?
We named him Rockefeller. It just seems like it was suitable.
That is so perfect. Rockefeller. Ellen, that is absolutely awesome. Rockefeller. Yes. I'm just seeing him. And is Rockefeller, so what will happen to Rockefeller now?
So he will be released this weekend. We just had the x-rays taken yesterday, and there's nothing fractured, no breaks, muscle tone, everything seems to be in good condition. So we're going to release him, and we don't expect any thank yous.
But are you going to tag him? Like, will we tag him? So
no, I haven't tagged him. I suppose I could call somebody to come and do that. But
he's the most famous owl in the world right now. Yeah. You're in your hands is the most famous owl.
And it's a great education opportunity because these owls live among us 24/7 and we never get to see them. In fact, I was talking to someone else and said, if this had been a great horned owl or a much more common owl, you know, people wouldn't think it's such a great story. But the fact that we're now, you know, teaching the world that, yes, owls come this small, and they're not pets, they're not, they don't belong to anyone. They belong in the wild. And
they do, but Ellen, I gotta say, I hope they tag Rockefeller just so we protect them. And I'm sure the rights to someone is writing a book about Rockefeller's ride on the Christmas tree. This is like a Disney movie in the making. Ellen, it's the best thing that's happened in 2020. It's a little ray of light for all of us. I'm sure you're going to you better get an agent for Rockefeller before you release him, because Rockefeller's going to be famous. But I'm serious. Thank you for taking care of him. Thank you for protecting him. Thank you for telling his story, Ellen. Here in Canada and across our country, we love owls and we love this story, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And all of you, there's your bucket of sugar. Rockefeller, the Saw-Whet Owl. Thanks, Ellen.